with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So before we start our prayers tonight, I just quickly want to inspire somebody. I want to encourage us with this word tonight before we start our prayer. Let's open our Bibles tonight to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Our Father was exhausting us in our prayer, morning prayer this morning on this verse, talking about the communion of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14 is a very common verse for all of us. Praise the Lord. We are very familiar with this Bible verse. Say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Most of the time, we use this verse as a closing charge. Praise the Lord. So, it's talking about the communion of the Holy Spirit here. And if it's the Holy Spirit, is written in capital letters here. So, I will tell you that Holy Spirit is not just an ordinary person. It was this morning I know that Holy Spirit is the chief executive of heaven. You know, when they say somebody is the chief executive, that means that person is the CEO. I was like, wow. So for you to know how important this person is, and most time we don't even take this person, you know, we don't take him serious. We don't even know that he exists. That is one of the things. So somebody to be a CEO, that means that person is the top, is at the top there. You know, is the one in the affairs of everything. So that means Holy Spirit is the custodian of the affairs in heaven. And if he is the one, definitely on earth. That is why Jesus Christ told the disciples that I will leave you. It's expedient for me to go. But I'm going to send you a comforter. Now he's saying that I'm going to send you somebody that is going to be in charge. So Holy Spirit is in charge here. He's the one that is here with us. Is our helper, is our comforter, is our strengthener. It's everything. But one thing is that we don't recognize him. We don't even know that he exists. We don't even know that he's our friend. We don't even know that he's our helper. We don't even know that we can turn to him for help. That is why we are helpless here. That is why you feel that you can do things on your own without his help. So, we are told that there's nothing you can achieve in life without the help of Holy Spirit. And most people are stranded because they don't even know that they have an helper. When you don't know that you have somebody that can help you, it's just like an ordinary person, me and you. You are in need of something. And that thing is in the hand of somebody that you can actually call and say, please, I need help. And you are suffering in silence. And this thing that you need is just in the hand of this person. And this person will never deny you of it. Ignorant, I say. And that is what is the problem of many of us. We don't know that this is somebody that we can commune with. We don't know that this is somebody that we can ask for help. We don't know that this is somebody that we can rely. You don't know that this is somebody that we can tell most everything. There is nothing Holy Spirit cannot handle. Our Father was telling us this morning that what do I know about love? That most of the time he tells Holy Spirit to help him. And he does. He does. Because there are so many things you think you know that you don't even know. And I see our profession as a very delicate profession. That if you give somebody one advice that is wrong, it can cost that somebody his life. It can cost that person his money for life. You can put that person in trouble for life. So if you don't have Holy Spirit as your backing, that is whispering things into your ear, that tell this man to do this, tell this man to do that, that person may run into trouble. That is one thing about that profession. It's not a profession that you come that you say, I have headache. They will give you injection and you will go. It's a profession that deals with life issues. Talks about every affairs of life. Anything. That is why they say there are three people you cannot lie to. Your doctor, your lawyer, and who? Your pastor. Three people. You can, when you get to their table, just tell them the way it is so that they can help you. And that is how much more Holy Spirit, who is their CEO. How much more Him, who is the one that puts them there. He is the one that is in affairs of men. He installs kings and dethrones some. He's the one that installs people in position. So if you cannot lie to them, then you cannot lie to Holy Spirit. That is why they say, do not grieve. You know, last week our pastor was saying that. You can offend anybody. You can offend your pastor. You can offend your parents. You can offend anybody. But when it comes to Holy Spirit, the Bible says we should not grieve the Holy Spirit because of the position he's occupying. It was this morning I know that when you come to that Trinity, Holy Spirit is very, very important. It's very, very important. That is why God put our fears in His hand. It's because He loves us so much. You understand? That is why He has to put our fears in His hand. That these people are your responsibility. But the problem we have is that we are His responsibility. We don't even recognize Him. We don't even know Him. We don't even fear Him. That is around us. He's only saying that I will never leave you or forsake you. If you check your Bible, you will see that statement many times. I will never leave you or forsake you. But our eyes is so blind to that verse. And we always want to struggle and attain things, do things on our own without His help, without consulting Him, without doing. That is why most of the time we run into trouble. Even the disciple, he told them, you know, our pastor was telling us, he was telling Peter that don't go to Jerusalem. And God sent somebody to him through one of the, don't go. But he went. Immediately he stepped there. What did they do to him? He was arrested. But to Peter, he would have said, I want to go and do God's work. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I want to go and preach the gospel. You can see. How many times has Holy Spirit whispered to us, don't go. And we went. How many, many times? How many? Can you? After that, you will say, and I hear that voice too. Many, many times it happens to us. You will think it's just, you just follow your mind. Some of us even say that anything I want to do, I just follow my mind. Your mind? Whatever my mind says, I will just do. Your mind? You are following your mind. You are not following Him. The one that's supposed to lead you. He said, I will instruct you. I will guide you the way you should go. In that Psalm 32 verse 8. Is that not what He said? I will instruct. I will guide. I will lead you the way you should go. How you should do it. How? Who? When? Those are the things He said He would do. But no, we as human beings, we just follow our mind. Anything. Even in the choice of our professions, we follow our mind. I think I would like to be a doctor. I think I would like to be a nurse. I think I want to be an engineer. You know? Those are the things. We don't even ask. We don't even go on our knees and pray before we choose those courses. Then you go there and you begin to struggle. This is not the answer at all. It's not even entering my head. It's too cumbersome. I know. you know, before you know it, what did you come up with? Because we don't follow our mind, you know. So what am I saying? Holy Spirit is very, very important. He's here with us. Don't run the journey of your life alone. He's here as your helper. He's here as your comforter. He's here as your director. He's here for everything. There's a time one of my friends said that he always consults Holy Spirit if he wants to cook. I said, cook? Before you cook? Yes, he said it. And there was a time we were together, we wanted to cook for a large number of people. So we already said that day. So immediately want to start. He says, everybody wait, let's pray. We need to ask Holy Spirit. I said, this woman, you have come again. Can we just cook this food? He said, no, we cannot too. We have to ask Holy Spirit how we are going to do this and that. It was recent, I'm now seeing how important. There is nothing you cannot ask him to do for you. There is nothing you cannot ask Holy Spirit to do. You are looking at it as, why will I be asking Holy Spirit to help me when we want to cook? I can just go ahead and cook. Then you cook nonsense. Yes. Then you cook rubbish for everybody to eat. And they start complaining. Yes. Because you did not consult him. You did not ask him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So as a believer, you know, let other people, let them do without Holy Spirit. And let us as believers, let us do everything with him. And let's compare our results. I like challenge. Let's compare our results and see what we are going to come up with. You can ask Holy Spirit for anything. Why did God say you should ask and it shall be given to you? Like I said from the beginning, he is the one that is in our affairs, the affairs of our life is in his hand. Because that is the business he had with us here. When they said that he is the one that will be with us here. Jesus Christ said it. So let's stop doing things on our own from today. No matter how little. Pastor Lukoya said, there is nothing too big or little to pray about. Nothing. There is nothing that is too small. You may be saying these people are too spiritual. It's because they know the effective. They know how important the work of Holy Spirit is in their life. And one thing we are told about him is a meek and gentle person. He will never force himself on everybody. One pastor said it last week. I said before, how many people are in this world? Billions of people. And you will now be looking for everybody to come and be your friend. How many people? It's only people that come home. You understand? That is why he will not force himself. It's only devil that will be conversing, looking for people to come. Oh yeah, everybody, oh yeah, enter a fire. No. It's only devil, Satan, that will force you to do something. That is why you see all those people they are looking for power by force. Some of them, they don't know the prerequisites until they get to that point and say, whoever appears in this calabash, that is the person we are going to use. And if it is anybody that is so close to you, you don't have choice. Holy Spirit will not do that. It's only devil that will force himself on you. So he's a meek and gentle person. It is those people that seek him that he seek after. He look after them. When you seek him, he will look after you. But when you don't call upon him, he is on his own. And another thing I know about this person is that even when he comes, you don't even know when he leaves. That is the irony of it. You will just be assuming. You are not sure that he's still with you. That is what happened to Samson. Samson thought Holy Spirit was still with him. when he was captured, not knowing that he has left him alone a long time, until he was conscious that, I am empty. That is when he knew, and he called upon him, and he helped him. So when Holy Spirit comes like that, quietly, he also leaves quietly. Then you are empty. Anything can come in. Any harrow like this, it will just enter. And you'll be asking, why? Who threw that harrow? Who said that they cannot throw it? So you can see the work of Holy Spirit. And I'm trying to make you understand how important this person is to us. When an instruction is given on this altar, like the one that Pastor told us, he has been telling us this instruction from the Holy Spirit that we should do the blood of sprinkling. It's an instruction. It may be just one person, just because of one person in this gathering. That is why that instruction is just coming like that. And if you are disobedient, you are disobedient to it, then you don't know who God is trying to rescue. Those are the things that we do. Those are the mistakes that we do. No? Because one of the ways we can grieve Holy Spirit is by disobeying Him. By disobedience. Those are one of the ways where you are just look at it. Even in a natural way, if a child is disobedient, what do you think? If you come to his father or his mother and said, I need this, you, that I asked you to do something yesterday, and you are coming to me today, my friend, leave my presence. If you want to compare Solomon and David, just like Pastor said last week, David always recognized, that assurance, he always ensured that the Spirit of God is still with him. You say that, why did God call David happen of my eyes with all the atrocity he committed? He's always seeking the presence of God, always crying. He will be telling God, do not let your presence leave me. Always saying that all the time. Because he knows how important the presence of God is. He knows how important the Spirit of God is. He will say, don't take your Spirit away from me. He knows. Because the moment he takes that Spirit away, that is the end of him. That is the difference between a person that knows and sure, conscious of the presence of God, and somebody that is proud. Solomon is a proud king. Though they call him a wise person, but he's a proud person. So Holy Spirit is our friend. He wants to come closer to us. He wants us to do everything together. And another thing you can do to always ensure his presence is by praising him. Giving yourself to praise. It will bring down the presence of God into your life. You know? Because he inhabits the praise of his people. He is always around those people that are always praising, giving praise to God, thanking God. It's not around those people that are complaining, murmuring, no. No. You cannot see the presence of God there. That is why in the church, the time of praise and worship is very, very important. Because that is the time you are ministering to God. And that is the time God listening. That is the time God gives attention. That is the time he gives attention to people's problems. So when you are coming to church and you are missing that aspect of praise, worshiping God, it's like it's half service you came for. You didn't call for the full service. Because when you minister to God, God will minister to you. It's not about give me, give me, give me, give me. No. It's what you bring on the table that will determine what God is going to give. So the time of praise and worship is a very, very important section in any service. Because that is the time we are actually seeking the face of God. That is the time we are communing with Him. Holy Spirit. And another way you can get His attention is by revelation, the word of God. Also, I said the time of praise and worship, the time of the word also is very, very important. So praising Him, giving thanks to Him, worshiping Him, and also giving attention to the word of God also will give you the chance to be a friend, to commune with Holy Spirit. Because at that period, while you are reading the word of God, is actually with you to open your eyes, give you insight into the word of God, give you revelation into the word of God, and you won't know how important the word of God is to us. We know that the word of God is God Himself. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. You know what the Bible says there. So God is His word. So when you are giving attention to the word, you are giving attention to God, and God will show you. He said the secret things are with Him. There are some secrets that God needs to reveal to you concerning your life, concerning every aspect of your life. And it's in this inheritance that He has left for us. So that we can have deeper understanding of who we are. So the devil will not be challenging you all the time. You know, you'll be running after things and things will be running after you. But if you know who you are, you know what you carry. The confidence, the boldness will be there to confront any challenge. No matter how the challenge is. There is nobody that will not pass through challenges. He has said it. He said in this world, you will face that. You will face challenges. Tribulation, trials will come. He did not promise us that you will not face them. But what He said, though you are God, you are more than conqueror. So it's a victory battle. He just wants us to pass through it. Then. And He said, when you are passing through the fire, He said what? He said, I am with you. That means when that fire comes, it will not burn you. That was gave those three boys that confidence to confront that king, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, throw us in that fire. We will not bow to your king. We will not bow to your God. And even before they throw them inside that fire, God, the Spirit of God, is already waiting for them. So that means in any situation, God is there. It all now boils down to you, how you handle the situation of your life. It's not that they will not come. It's you that will determine what is going to be the outcome on how you handle it. When you handle the situation of your life correctly, you will get good results. Because of every challenges that we are facing, there are opportunities there also. Look at that COVID-19 period. We all see that period as a period of challenges for the whole world. But believe me, in the midst of that COVID-19, of opportunity comes up for many people, and till now they are still enjoying it. A lot of business opportunity ideas, many things. I observed a lot of things during that COVID-19. To the extent that some musicians, they can never go to studio again to go and do what? They already have studio in their apartment, streaming it live. And they were making money during that COVID-19. During that COVID-19, some people opened their store, showcasing their business, because it was only logistics that was allowed to move around during that COVID-19. So you can still purchase your goods and they will bring it to your doorstep. So many people started their business during that COVID-19. And still now, they are still doing that business. They are making a lot of money. A lot of things, a lot of loan apps came out, a lot of banks online came out, a lot of things you can see. So COVID-19 is like a gift to the world. But to some people, they will say COVID-19 Olorun ma je ka si ruru e mo. Because they did not see opportunity during that period. They did not see opportunity in that period to just grab their own. So you can see how Holy Spirit is. But if you are a friend of Holy Spirit, if you are a friend, you are always communing with Him, asking Him many things. He will open your eyes too, to see opportunity during that challenges, during that period that we are passing through. Because it's not peculiar to only Nigeria alone. That period was not particular to only Nigerians alone. So let's try as much as possible to recognize this person, Holy Spirit, that I'm introducing to us. We've been introducing this topic since the beginning of this month. Let's try as much as possible to recognize this person as somebody that is important, that we cannot just push aside. We just run our affairs on ourselves, doing everything on our own. And it left us helpless. So from today, it will not be like that again in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I want us to rise up on our feet. We're going to be praying. I believe we all fast today. If you observe your fast today, just wave your hands to Jesus. Yes. Praise the Lord. Please, let's observe that fast. It's an instruction. It's what one of the things I'm saying. This Passover conference, God has given us instruction. Don't be a disobedient child. You don't know what God wants to do in your life. You know? You don't know what God wants to do for you. Praise the Lord. So let's rise up on our feet. Today we are going to be praying. Let's rise up on our feet. We're going to be praying. All the prayer points, we wrote them down on Sunday now. Pastor was reading it for us on Sunday. So I'll be calling them one after the other. And we're going to be praying them. Yes, and it's on the platform too. So if you are on the platform, we will sit there. And if you are not on the platform, I will be taking it one after the other. You can write it down. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 31. And it says, and when they had prayed, the place they were assembled together was shaking, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So in this segment, we're going to be praying, praise the Lord, we're going to pray that Lord, He give us souls. Lord, give us souls. Pastor was telling us on Sunday that one of the gifts we can give God, because God wants to give us gifts too. But you need to bring gifts for Him first. You want God to celebrate Christmas. You want God to celebrate New Year for you. You need to bring gifts for God. You know, when Pastor was saying it on Sunday, I was like, gifts. Until he nailed it, I was like, I was already thinking in my mind that what am I going to give? What am I going to bring? Go. This one that, what am I going to... I was thinking far. Until he said, so. I said, oh God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when you say gifts, I was like, who can I give God? No, God is too big. I don't know what to give. Because it's like, you know, forget, believe me, praise the Lord. In this church, if you observe us, we don't do, if you have 5,000 naira, come line up, God wants to do. No, we don't do that here. So on Sunday, when he was talking about it, it looked so strange to me. I was like, what am I going to prepare now? Because I'll be thinking far, you understand? Praise the Lord. But when he now says so, I say, oh God. So, yes. Yes, it's a gift. Because when you bring souls to God, it's like you have touched the heart of God. There is rejoicing in heaven. They are happy in heaven. You understand? When we gave our life to Christ, He will have called us that, fine, thank God, this one is safe, let's take him up. No, He wants us to be here so that we can save others. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray that God, before Faith Global Conference, Lord, give me souls. I don't know how many gifts you want to bring to God. I don't know if it's between you and God. But I want you to ask God to give you. That is because He is the one that will convince them. You cannot convince them. Holy Spirit will finish the work. Holy Spirit, give me soul. Convince the heart of people. And you are also taking steps by talking to them, asking them to come to Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That is the most important prayer this night. So I want you to do it very well. The most important prayer point in this prayer points that are here is that number one, that God give me soul. Before Faith Global Conference, Lord, give me this number of souls in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I want to see fire prayer tonight. Open your mouth and pray that God will give you soul. Before this year's Faith Global Conference, Lord, give me souls in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray that all the people that you have been preaching to, you have been talking to them, so come to church. Lord, this is the period I want you to bring them. I want you to touch their heart. I want them to come to your presence. I want them to come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray. You can win soul on your knees. You can win soul on your knees. You can win soul on your knees. Open your mouth and begin to pray that Lord, give me souls. Lord, before this year Faith Global Conference, before next month, Lord, give me soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give me soul. That woman, that man, that boy, that girl, that lady, that brother that I've been talking to them, I've been talking to them about our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I want you to use this period, Lord, to touch their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. He said we should ask and it shall be given to us. Lord, tonight I pray that you will give me all these souls. You will deliver them into our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. In this year's Faith Global Conference, Lord, I want to come with a gift of soul in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to come with a gift of soul in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't want to be a barren Christian. I don't want to be a barren Christian. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give me soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Before this year's Faith Global Conference, Lord, I'm asking that you will give me souls in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying.